Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Into the 9 o'clock hour. Good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Sports Radio 610. Sunday, Chargers in town to take on the Houston Texans. Seth and I get you started with Texans Countdown at 9 a.m. Kickoff at noon, Chargers and Texans.
We had just been talking about Aaron Judge's incredible setting of the record. Or tying of the record, Roger Maris' AL home run record.
Yeah.
That's what the media is saying, so they don't have to say non-steroid record. Probably for legal reasons and just they're tired of writing about steroids. They're saying it's the AL record, wink, wink. It's not the steroid record. It's the non-steroid record. But Roger Maris has been there, and the woman alongside him, because a couple people asked on the text line.
Roger Maris Jr., just to be clear.
Roger Maris Jr., yeah. Roger Maris Jr. and the corpse of Roger
that would
Maris
be creepy.
Are there at the ballpark. But that's Aaron Judge's mother that Roger Maris has
been. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
I believe, unless I'm looking at different pictures. That was
yeah, mother. They're showing her again on SportsCenter. Okay, gotcha. And they're, you know what, Roger Maris Jr. and her, they're hugging in a fashion that is more of a friendly hug, arm around, than if they were in a relationship.
As opposed to if it was Roger Maris and his lady friend,
yeah,
where they would obviously be making out.
It clearly would be French kissing. Absolutely.
You'd totally be able to tell.
Hell yeah.
The passion. It's like, hey, baby, just saw my dad's record get tied.
That's right.
Let's get it on.
Chicks dig the long ball. It doesn't even have to be your long ball. It can be anybody's long ball. Just
my
gets
dad
me horny.
Was somebody. Yeah, maybe you've heard of him. His name's Roger Maris.
Just like me.
He's now only half as special as he used to be.
That's right. All right, here is Lovie Smith. Let's start in on the Chargers here. Lovie Smith, here is his overview of the Chargers offensively.
Offensively for the Chargers, I mean, it starts with the quarterback, one of the best in the game. He can make all the throws. He's mobile, makes good decisions. It'll be a challenge for our guys. Eckler, running back, good player, good offensive line. And, of course, the wide receivers. And I don't know whether Keenan Allen's going to play or not. If he does, it'll be harder for us if he does.
Yeah, they're banged up. That's the one thing Lovie didn't talk about there. They're banged up. They're missing guys. Practically all the guys he named there or position groups there have some sort of injury issue. It sounds like Keenan Allen is probably going to be back this week, but we know that Rashawn Slater out for the year, their left tackle. Corey Linsley, their center, missed last week with a knee issue. So at the very least, if he's back, he's presumably going to be kind of gimpy. And then the big one is Justin Herbert, who's playing with, what is it, cracked rib cartilage? Is that what
cracked
it is?
Cracked rib cartilage,
that
yeah.
Just
you know what,
brutal.
I got to read up on that because I'm still not exactly sure about it feels like every nerd always wants to tell you when you say something about cartilage, like, well, it's not actually broken, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. You break your nose, right, and that's cartilage.
Yep.
So he's got cracked rib cartilage. It'll crack right up in there. And I couldn't tell, honestly, from watching the game. If you had asked me if there was anything physically wrong with Justin Herbert after this game, I would have said no. He made some very impressive throws.
You talking about the Jags game? The loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah. And Justin Herbert in this game to Guyton there, he threw 55 yards rolling out to his right off of his back foot really, really well. Like, he did not – I would have been surprised if he told me he had any kind of a rib issue. I think more than anything in this game, it's a lack of a rushing attack and Keenan Allen's absence and other things. The offensive line being down two of their starters is really a big issue for the Chargers right now. And he's having a hard time. Justin Herbert is really finding a safe place to throw the football, and they're not running the ball well. So this is an opportunity for the Texans to take on a very cobbled, better football team. But I don't think Justin Herbert's a weak spot right now.
No, but I do think, you know, if this injury is the real deal, and, you know, Matt Hasselbeck is one guy who's had this injury, and he described it as just being the worst. Like, it's horrible. Anytime you get hit there or touch there, it hurts. Seth, I wouldn't mind Lovie Smith sending an extra pass rusher early in the game just to get some hits on Justin Herbert, you know, just to heat him up and get him feeling that. I'm sure he'll be shot up with all kinds of horse drugs and everything, but
well, I don't know. Will he be? You got to remember, Justin Herbert got his start when Tyrod Taylor, the starter at the time, got an injection from the team doctor and his lung got punctured. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor getting ready to start a football game, his lung rapidly filling up with blood, and they say, "Hey, little pimply faced Justin Herbert, get your buzz cutted butt in there."
Yeah,
and he did. His butt wasn't.
And the rest is history. Yeah,
yeah. Remember the dorky haircut he had that year as a rookie?
I do.
Now he looks like a greaser. Yeah. It's long. His hair is long and greasy.
Yeah, like a drifter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if they have the same team doctor administering these shots, but
it's dicey. Sean, this is what happens at NFL games, especially when you're on the road, and maybe the Chargers have changed, especially when it became a rib injury.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. You got all the doctors there. You got you got your knee guy, you got your hand guy, you got your spine guy, you got all these various orthopedists at the stadium. But what you don't have are all the incredibly talented nurses that typically assist these doctors with things like draining, like giving an injection to your lung. Or like a lot of times some of the orthopedists haven't done stuff like that since they were residents. But it's all hands on deck.
Yep.
So I would imagine the Chargers probably are a little bit more careful about it now. But I realized that like halfway through my career when an orthopedist was giving me an injection, and I was like, "Well, I don't think he knows what he's doing here. I'd prefer to have this done at the office instead of at the stadium."
That would scare me, dude. That would scare me.
Was in Jacksonville, not here.
But. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, scale of 1 to 10, this version of the Chargers offense. You know, banged up, injured, but still with some good players out there. This Texans defense has been middle of the pack DVOA-wise. We know they've been abysmal against the run, but the Chargers don't run the ball very well. How nervous are you that this version of the Chargers offense is going to light up this Texans defense?
I'm not too nervous about them like outright lighting up the Texans defense. I mean, the Texans defense has done some good things. The run defense is not one of them. I don't know if the Texans can hold – if the Texans play run defense the way they have the last few weeks, I don't know if they can hold any team in the league to fewer than 100 yards rushing. Like, it's been that bad.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to get better. The tackling was actually a little bit better this last week, so there's signs of improvement. The thing the Texans have going for them against this Chargers team, again, is that the pass rush is much improved since last year. And the Chargers' offensive line is really banged up. I mean, the Chargers, in a lot of ways, are looking a lot like every other promising Chargers team that's ever existed. Where there's like, oh, they've got a really good quarterback and no offensive line and nothing else really going on. The run defense for the Chargers had looked good heading into last week, and then they let up 150-plus yards rushing.
Yep.
So I think the Texans are probably they're in a good spot right here as long as they can do something. Now, when I say in a good spot, I think they can play another close game. I think the Chargers are still the better football team. But I think they can play this game tight and, you know, keep it closer than the touchdown that they're favored to lose by.
Yeah.
But just by doing one simple thing, and that's being better at run defense.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. This game looks much easier on paper now because of the injuries with the Chargers than it did before the season. Here's Lovie Smith on the Chargers' defense.
And on the defensive side, it starts up front, and I don't know whether Bosa is playing or not. But if he does, he's one of the best in the game. And, of course, Khalil Mack, been a fan of his. Long time ago, I was hoping that we would draft him. So that's what we're facing. We understand that. But we feel like we're up to the challenge.
All right, just real quick, that press conference was done yesterday before Joey Bosa was announced to be getting surgery on his groin. So,
and also, as soon as I heard that yesterday, I wanted to jog my memory to see where the Buccaneers were drafting in 2014. And I'll tell you what, If there's a guy that doesn't mind carrying several chips on his shoulder at any given time, the guy that the Bucks did have to draft because Khalil Mack had already been taken was one Mike Evans.
Oh! So, he turned out pretty good.
Lovey basically just said, like, yeah, I would have rather had Khalil Mack, but we ended up with this Mike Evans fella.
That's funny. That is.
So now the next time the Texans see Mike Evans, it's going to be fisticuffs.
Yep. Yep. That's, Lovey Smith.
Galveston guy. He's going to hear it. Somebody's going to tell him.
Disrespect. Disrespect. Yeah. That's what that is. Bosa being out, that's a big one, Seth. That's almost, if you're the Chargers, that's like losing a guy and a half, because a big reason for Khalil Mack's success early this season, because he's had a good year so far for them.
Yeah.
But a lot of that's been the attention that Joey Bosa has been attracting along that defensive front.
Right. I mean, but I guess having Khalil Mack, though, also, it wasn't just to have him rushing opposite of Joey Bosa. It's that, okay, when a guy like Joey Bosa goes down, you still have a Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
The one of the bright spots for the Texans so far has been the play of their offensive tackles. Laremy Tunsil's been – it's tough because I know people remember the unblocked rushers, and those are big deals. I think in one of those instances, it wasn't Laremy Tunsil's fault for sure. And another one, you could argue, depending on what the protection was, it wasn't. But otherwise, like last week, Robert Quinn was the right defensive end for the Bears. And Laremy did a great job versus Robert Quinn. There were some picture-perfect pass pro downs on Laremy Tunsil versus Robert Quinn last week. He's had a good season. Titus Howard has been a little bit more up and down, but he's had a very solid season so far. So the fact that Joey Bosa's out and that you can focus your attention on Khalil Mack now on one edge if you have to, makes me feel a lot better about the pass protection. The Chargers defense, at least versus the Jaguars, left some green grass open in the middle of the field, the easier stuff. So the stuff that Davis Mills, those throws that he can make, I think that there's chance for production there out of Davis Mills. And then the one big James Robinson the touchdown run, came out of a three tight end set, which we know that Pep Hamilton would like to be able to use when his tight ends are healthy enough. If they can get something going with that, with Damian Pierce, that would be just bonkers.
Yep, that would be great. Payne and Pendergast with you. We're going to talk to Darren Revell in the next segment. How much did that guy in Toronto who misplayed Aaron Judge's home run ball, how much did he miss out on by not catching that baseball? Yes. By the way, Lopez told me the guy's name is Frankie Lasagna, the guy who misplayed the ball. That's his real name.
Did he say that's his real name?
His real name is, Lopez said, look it up. I haven't looked it up yet, but Lopez said his name is – we'll ask Revell. Revell, I feel like Revell will
there's
have
There's no way in hell his name is actually Frankie Lasagna.
Frankie Lasagna. That's what he said. Yeah. Do you think
Lasagna comes from somewhere, right? I guess it's named after a region or something.
You think Lopez is setting me up to sound stupid on the air right now? You think he's laughing with Landry in the other studio right now?
I think there's a good chance of that. There's also a good chance that Lopez thinks that that it's French-Italian, not French, or Italian-Canadian, not French-Canadian up there. Like, he might have gotten his colonial deals mixed up somehow.
That's funny. Here was Seth. I just want to provide the audio proof of this because you mentioned it in the previous segment, Seth. For everybody that was coming at Seth yesterday because they felt like he was disrespecting Jeremy Pena and the, I would say, decent rookie season that Jeremy Pena has had, let it be known, let it be shouted from the rooftops that nobody was driving the train for Jeremy Pena mania harder than one Seth Payne earlier this year.
Oh, we've got the window. The window's, hey, you know when the window was supposed to be closed? It was supposed to be closed like 2 years ago. People wouldn't shut up about it back in 2017. Oh, this precious window, it's only going to be open for so long. Oh, watch out. Watch out. The window's closing. The window's closing. Then they went to four more ALCSs. I'm not going to accept this mamby-pamby, oh no, the window is closing talk anymore out of a Houston sports fan, damn it. You say, sayonara, Carlos Correa. I boot you in the butta on your way out to the Dora. I don't care anymore. You're dead to me. You're dead to me, Carlos Correa.
Yeah. I would say I think we know where you stand on that.
That was when everybody was all wringing their hands over the fact that Carlos Correa had signed a player-friendly deal up in Minnesota and acted like, well, why didn't the Astros just give him that same deal that would allow Carlos to treat them like cheap little tawdry whores after 1 year because he could just roll on out of there.
Yep.
He can just coyote arm it out at the end of the season like he's going to do to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying because they got Pena. The baseball people are all excited about Jeremy Pena. So I'm excited about Jeremy Pena. People didn't believe, Sean. They didn't trust. So, yes, I have high standards for Jeremy Pena.
Yeah.
Because I was the first person possibly on earth before even James Click to say, no, this is what you do. You take Jeremy Pena, you roll with him for 1/30th of the salary mm-hmm. of Carlos Correa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it worked out. It worked out. Now, I said massive success.
It worked out okay.
Yeah, it worked out okay.
We'll see. Well, Jeremy Pena's got to stay healthy,
yeah.
And he's got to not suck in the second half of the season. So, like, two little minor details. Stay healthier. Don't suck in the second half of the season.
Well, don't suck next week or whenever the playoffs start. That's the big thing. That's where Correa made his money, was what he did in the postseason. Hey, we're getting you ready for Texans and Chargers on Sunday. We just did a little bit of that in this segment. Texans countdown gets going at 9 a.m. That's presented by Modelo. Kickoff at noon. Texans postgame after that. Texans back at home this weekend against the Los Angeles Chargers. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joins us next. We'll get the skinny on the Aaron Judge home run ball. From Darren Revelle. And what are the big bets this weekend that he's got his eyes on? That's next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we've been talking a lot about Aaron Judge's 61st home run today. It was last night against the Blue Jays. Joining us right now, he is, of course, part of the Action Network. He's also our go-to on any memorabilia-related questions. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. Track all your wagering activity. Darren, it's always great to talk to you. And Seth and I have talked about this a few times today, so we've been looking forward to this conversation. How much money bounced off of the glove or the railing from Frankie Lasagna? That's the guy's name who missed out on that, Frankie Lasagna. How much money basically bounced off of his glove and into the bullpen last night?
Can you call me Tommy Parmesan?
Yes. I'm hungry.
Okay, well, first of all, it wasn't that close. Okay? Let's call a spade here. Like, if you look at the speed of the ball and you look at how the ball was coming in, like, I don't see how he could have caught that ball.
Mm.
I just don't. I know that people are but you know, it's probably $500,000.
Yeah.
And then the story of you've gone through the whole story of the bullpen, both Bushman and the bullpen, right? You've seen that whole thing,
right? I saw that. Well, Bushman is he's one of the coaches that was in the bullpen, and his wife is Sarah Walsh, right?
And she's in the hurricane. She's down in Florida going through the hurricane.
Yeah.
And she's tweeting out like that she's going to file divorce because he handed over the ball so quickly. And the other one that was great was she said when she met him, he asked her what her favorite movie was, and she told him 61.
Is that serious? Is that for real? Wow.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she said, oh, cool, he just handed that back without checking to see if our house is still here. I'd like I'd next
he,
like to
was,
announce our
great.
Divorce.
I mean, she was great. Like, she was great last night. She was amazing.
Yeah.
So Sarah Walsh, the reporter for the for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you guys want to go to Globe Life Park with me for the last couple games?
Is that where the Yankees are playing? Okay, so that brings up a question. We can't because we got to cover the Texans, but otherwise we would love to go with you, Darren. That would be fun.
I'm thinking about going in the stands, but I'm worried about the violence that honestly, I'd be much more comfortable down there in Texas than in the Bronx.
Yeah, for sure.
Darren, I'm not trying to present this like a conspiracy theory or anything. I think it may have just happened organically. But this keeps being talked about as him tying the AL home run record in such a way that is just so awkward and strange. Is it as simple as baseball writers are just sick of writing about the steroid era, and they don't want to say that, okay, this is the record. This is the unofficial non-steroid record.
That Bonds and McGuire just happen to be in the National League.
And so right. It's a convenient way to say
special.
It.
Yeah. They're making it more special because they want to delete McGuire and Bonds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more convenient given that, you have Ruth at 60 and Maris at 61, and I don't know. It's hard. It's hard, right? I mean, there's this guy, Rick Probstein, who sells about $150 million worth of stuff on eBay. And he does this thing every week with stock up, stock down. And he's like, hey, stock up Barry Bonds, the real home run champion. I would never buy any Barry Bonds, anything. Yeah, it is kind of weird. It's also weird how they don't tell the story. Like, so yesterday, I had 15 people text me saying, there's no way that's Aaron Judge's mom. She's like 5 feet, four, whatever. I'm like, yeah, he's adopted, but they don't tell that story. I think it's important to tell these stories, right? Like,
it's a good advertisement for adopting kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. He got he got adopted. I think he got adopted at like 10. Okay. He wasn't adopted at but it's strange to, it is definitely uncomfortable with the home run era, the steroid era, the home run chase of 98. The whole thing.
Ultimately, do you think, and it changes things because he's a Yankees player too, but if he gets a 60-second
his stuff
home...
is worth a lot more than anything, than any McGuire, Bonds, Sosa thing would just be. And people were fighting me on Twitter. I know what's new. People were fighting me on Twitter over me saying that Judge's 62 would be worth more than Pujols's 700. I'm like, are you kidding me? By a factor of five.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, it's not even close.
No, the home run record is just one of those hollowed things that's and a lot of people emotionally are going to look at this as the actual record. And the emotion is what people are motivated to buy on, at least with a lot of these guys, right?
Judge looks really nervous. I mean, he looked like he was going to throw up last night.
Well, he's probably happy it's over with. He went several days without getting to 61. We're talking to Darren Revell of the Action Network. So, Darren, he hit his 61st last night. He's going to hit 62 at some point over these next few days, in all likelihood, and break the record. Which ball is worth more, the 61st or the 62nd?
The 62nd is worth more. The question is the 62nd possibly worth more than the final one, which would be the AL record?
Which would be the new number, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Sean's
and
theory.
I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure. It depends on how. There's an offer out for 62 for $2 million.
Okay, well, there you go.
Sean's theory was that the number 61 is so hollowed now that
it's an iconic number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 61. Did you see my Illuminati tweet last night?
No, what was it?
Oh, it was. I mean, I don't mean to pat myself on the back, although I often do. that Aaron Judge hit 61, 61 years after Roger Maris hit 61 in a place called Rogers Center.
Wow. Okay. The gods were all lined up. I'm watching the replay on the TV in our studio here. They're obviously on SportsCenter. They're showing it over and over and over again. It looked like it hit the rail, like it hit a rail and went in. And I'm just thinking, boy, if that, like the vertical rail of the outfield. And I'm thinking, man, if that thing just goes 2 inches to the left or 2 inches to the right, it's probably
someone's got it.
It's probably, well, yeah, and it's probably sliding in at people's knees in that front row underneath some seats, and it turns into a hell of a scrum right next to a railing that drops several feet down into a bullpen.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, there will be people. It's time to analyze. So they'll be back at Yankee Stadium, I think, right, to play the Orioles for a couple days.
Okay.
I don't know about the Rangers Park and like what it looks like, but it's going to be interesting to see how that happens and the chase for that thing. And oh my God, it's unique, right? Because the ball is yours.
Yeah.
The ball is yours.
Has anybody clamored? It's a big world out here, and I'm guessing, has anybody clamored because the Yankees have clinched the AL East? They're probably going to be the 2 seed. As soon as the Astros win a game, they're the 2 seed. They can't change their playoff seeding or anything. Has anybody either A, called for Aaron Judge to sit the rest of the year because it would be better for the safety of the fans? or B, remember this, Darren? Remember when Keith Olbermann, I think it was, wanted Cal Ripken to sit and tie Lou Gehrig's record out of tribute?
Yes.
Has anybody called for that yet, do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think, you know, Keith calling for anything off his $10 million balcony in New York City is not going to resonate.
Hasn't stopped him before.
That is kind of funny. Has not stopped him before.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You got any good picks for the weekend, Darren, in the weekend of football?
I really like the Bengals tonight.
Yeah.
It's a sharper type pick, and it's like, okay, 3.5, and you're thinking about the Dolphins, and, you know, who knows what's – after seeing what happened to Tua, I don't think he's going to be
right.
That good. If And they're like, no, it wasn't a concussion. I'm like, it wasn't?
That's what we've been saying.
Like, it had all the signs of like, that's not – that. Oh, no, it was his back. No, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's strange. Just strange.
After the team said that he wouldn't return with a head injury, that was that was the biggest miscommunication.
An upper body injury above his chin. Like, what?
Yeah. Yes.
I made that part up. But like, it's like it was so confusing. It's like I don't know. You guys are cheating right now.
Yeah, well, you know, Darren, why would the team that tampered with Tom Brady and tampered with Sean Payton and may have incentivized their coach to tank games, why would that,
right.
why would we mistrust, why would there be any mistrust with that
team? I'm going to change their name to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. See? There you go. All right, Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us for his weekly visit. Darren, really appreciate the insight. We've been talking about this home run throughout the morning, so appreciate the insight on that. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week, man.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Good stuff. Darren Revelle joining us here on Sports Radio 610. $500,000. I don't know. Like, he's right. I'm looking at the replay of the home run, and yeah, like Frankie Lasagna, the guy with the glove on, that's his name. That's his real name. He didn't come close, mostly because he didn't stretch for it. Like, if he had stretched for it, he might have had a shot at it.
How far was the drop down from where he was?
I got to look at that. I got to watch it again and see.
That's a hell of a – I'm not going down for $500,000, Sean, isn't worth being, you know, paralyzed from the chest down.
Yeah, no, I would say that's accurate. It's not.
Yeah.
All right, In the Loop is going to jump in with us in the next segment. We'll get there. their take on that. Would they paralyze themselves jumping down into a bullpen to catch Aaron Judge's home run ball?
The headline is awesome. Yeah, Franky Lasagna, who is a real person, almost caught Aaron Judge's 60.
That's his name. Lopez was so giddy that was his name. So we'll talk to John and Landry in the next segment. Also, hey, real quick, they're going to be making an announcement on their show today, shortly after 10 o'clock. The opening act for the 2023 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is getting announced shortly after 10 o'clock. John and Landry will have that announcement. So make a note, circle it. If you country music fans and rodeo fans, they're going to be announcing the opening act of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. In the Loop, guys, jump in with us for the toss. Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, Seth and I have been doing basically like Zapruder film analysis of Aaron Judge's 61st home run. And my big takeaway, Seth, is I think that ball was closer to being caught than Darren Revelle gave it credit for.
Yeah, I think it was right between the glove of him. And Franky Lasagna is getting all the attention because his last name's Lasagna. But the heftier fella next to him in the dark blue jersey had a pretty good shot at it, too. I thought they were both, like, inches away from the ball.
Now, Franky Lasagna has a baseball mitt on. Dark blue jersey guy, whatever Italian food product he's named after. Joey Parmigiana.
That's what they do up there in Canada.
Yep. He would have had to catch it barehanded. That would have been a hell of a play. If that guy caught it leaning over a railing with his bare hand.
That guy has a glove on. You just can't see it from the angle where we freeze frame.
Oh, okay. Does he?
You let it go a little
bit. Oh, yeah,
longer,
he does. Yep, there it is. You're right. Yeah. He's got a glove on. If you're anybody who chides adults for bringing baseball gloves to games, whatever. You do you. And if you bring a glove, great. If you were going to this game and you were sitting in the front row above the bullpen and you don't bring a glove, you're stupid.
Yeah, Franky Lasagna said he never brings one. But yeah, he brought one for this for this game,
yep.
Which I think is a smart move. All four people that I can see that are at the railing in the vicinity there, they all have gloves on.
Yeah.
Actually, six gloves.
There's a ton of gloves.
The railing, and yeah. They all have gloves. Yeah, that's a $500,000 baseball.
That's right. That's right.
At least.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The other question that you and I had about this particular home run and just how much gusto we would use going after it was, okay, what are the chances if you catch it that you flip over the railing and down into the bullpen? How high is that? I don't know exactly how high it is, but it is too high for me to want to fall into a bullpen for $500,000.
Right,
You're right. Paralysis is a legit chance right there.
Yeah, that's a big, big fall. Now, there's a guy in the upper deck who was nowhere near the ball. Like, nowhere near it, and he's hanging half over the railing from the upper deck.
Yeah.
I went, I'm stressed about that guy now. I do not mess around with stuff like that.
No.
It's not, those upper decks of any sort at a sporting event make me a little bit nervous. And I don't get out of my seat generally for all the
I'm glad you said that. I am, okay. Now, earlier in the show, we talked about our most harrowing airplane experiences, which led to a great Seth Payne story. If you want to go rewind the 8 o'clock segment, it's the best Seth Payne story that we've had in a long time. But what I was going to say, and it sounds like you have the same, maybe a similar form of anxiety, I'm surprised we don't have more deck incidents at multi-tiered ballparks.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we don't have more people tumbling. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, and especially with the amount of alcohol some people
yes.
drink. I mean, there are tragedies at times, and it's awful. If
yep.
you think about that way to meet your demise.
Right.
But it's, yeah, it seems like it would be more, I guess, usually it's different than, like, if you had a bunch of people at a concert and somehow the mosh pit was up on the upper deck, then you're screwed. There's going to be a lot of people toppling. But usually there's actually not anybody pressing against anybody, so it's a lot harder to go all the way over a railing than you might think. No matter how many times you've watched the original Superman and had nightmares about falling over into Niagara Falls.
Yes, yes.
Like that little stupid kid.
I know. What was
honestly
Superman?
Deserved to die.
He did. But, I yeah. did. He did.
It's like,
he...
oh, hey, you could have stopped the Civil War somewhere in Africa.
Right.
But no. Save little dumb Johnny yeah. up at Niagara Falls from falling into the icy
rescuing
depths.
Rescuing some
yeah.
dumb kid who 20 years later probably spawned another dumb kid who's falling off of decks and into Niagara Falls. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I will say this about that particular aspect, though, Seth. Toppling over the railing. And I'll stand by this. If that ball does not hit that vertical rail that it hit and it shoots in between the horizontal rails right there above the bullpen, we do have a mosh pit. Like there might be somebody that gets flipped over backwards into the bullpen.
Yeah, I wonder. It all depends on how the glove makes it different. I think it's going to be whoever has it will have clear possession. So I don't think it would be as big a deal as you're at a baseball game. Everybody's on camera. I don't think it gets as crazy as you think. We've had these situations before. You know, it doesn't. It's usually what happens is some kid gets muscled out of the ball by an adult man who has no shame about the fact. In this situation, I would. Look, you're a 10-year-old kid next to me in this situation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not giving
equal
you.
Possession goes to the bigger mammal, okay?
Oh, yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
100%.
That ball's mine.
No,
yeah.
100%. I think you're giving mankind way too much credit that there wouldn't be just a complete rugby mosh pit scrum going on right there. That somebody wouldn't get...
It's the AL record ball. It's not even a real record.
I agree with you, but there's a-holes out there paying $500,000 for this thing.
Yeah, but there's other things that have gone into the stands worth that much money that it hasn't caused a melee over.
You yourself said it. We are in the middle of a memorabilia boom right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Someone would have gotten hurt.
We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of people buying a lot of memorabilia these
days.
Yeah,
it's at a high, man.
Yeah.
It's
really?
As high
yeah.
as it's been in decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never realized.
Cards,
everything. There was so much. This is what happened, Lopez. During the pandemic, there were so many people, especially like the higher end dudes that have a lot of money to spend on stuff like this, who usually go out to like $300 dinners every night. They're sitting at home and they got nothing to spend their money on.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, they're like, all right, yeah, I'll get on this internet thing I've been hearing about from my investment advisors, and I'll buy some stuff.
Yeah,
and that's what happened.
Yeah,
no, that makes sense. I do think I'm with Sean on this one though. I think it would be chaos.
Yeah,
it would be absolutely.
And especially,
even though, like, oh, well, wait, there's cameras. They don't care.
The only thing that might have muted the chaos would have been that it's in Toronto, not New York. If it's in New York, someone might get stabbed. Who the hell knows for that baseball for the Aaron Judge baseball. So what's going on, boys? How are we feeling?
We're
How
feeling
you doing?
Great. Man.
Wow, so
Such
much going
time,
on.
Man. Yeah,
so much going.
There's
on.
There's a lot going on. Davis Mills made me a little perturbed yesterday by his. Rosy assessment of the situation.
You'll
right
hear
now.
That again.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's either the most confident guy that knows something that we don't know, or it's just kind of like La La Land type of thing with Davis Mills.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the comparison I made is he's happy to get a bunch of meetings guy.
You know what? Maybe, you know, Northern California, Silicon Valley, Stanford guy that he is, maybe he's microdosing. Maybe he's just kind of going with the flow because he's doing like what the programmers do out there. Just he's getting into his flow every day with his microdose.
I just want him to bring out that Atlanta, though, you know, because I want him to bring out that Atlanta. The problem I have, and I obviously put too much into press conferences, but I don't like when he's saying that right after the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if you're processing it like on a Wednesday and you're saying it, but I don't, this is like body language crap that a lot of people don't like, but I would rather have a Justin Fields kind of a little bit sappy and upset and having to apologize after than a guy going up there and saying, you know, we're on the right track. We played good when he just gave up, you know, the interception that he gave
up. I think he is, it's as simple as he is the programmed, always has been a good quarterback guy.
Yeah.
Like, he is just programmed to say certain things.
Yeah.
We're good. I feel like we're close. Pull the string, and he says something because he's the quarterback. He's been one of the best players on his team since he's in sixth grade or whatever, and he is just programmed to be that guy, yeah. even though he probably knows better.
What's a Davis Mills Atlanta version mean? Like, is he big into trap music or something? What's his deal? I'm not feeling any difference in Davis Mills in Atlanta.
I just feel like people from Atlanta have like a little bit more swagger, a little bit more brash, just a little bit more intensity. It's not the same as California. I'll put it that way. It's not the same as Cali.
Yeah. We had someone text in earlier the question. I thought it was an interesting question. Do you think they're coddling Davis Mills?
I don't think coddling is the word. I think they're protecting him.
Yeah.
They're insulating him. Maybe that's the right word. They're trying to protect and insulate him, and because they know better. They know he's not the guy.
Yeah.
Come on, I think we're to the point now. Most of us would agree. They know when and if they get good, he's not going to be the quarterback.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
They're just kind of protecting him.
Yeah. It probably depends on your definition. Some would say that handing him the starting job is coddling him. You know,
that's true.
That's where we start debating semantics. It's not as good a debate. What's going on the show today, fellas?
We got a lot. We're going to get someone off the practice field. Not sure. Going to be a little bit of a grab bag.
Oh, okay.
But the players.
Open for anybody in particular?
I mean, not really. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to get to know someone new.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
You know, we talked to Petrie, 2 interceptions and a sack. We talked to Jerry Hughes,
second-ranked
player. Well, that's why I asked, because you guys, there's been the opposite of a jinx with you guys. Yes.
Damian Pierce.
Yeah,
Damian Pierce,
good.
Come on down.
We got you. $1.50. Yeah,
Damian
like
Pierce, let's just talk about how dumb Dan Mullen is.
That would be 20 minutes. That would be good.
I know Dan Mullen was trending on Twitter during the game last week.
God.
So was he really?
By the way, Seth, real quick, I just saw a Mark Zuckerberg Little League card sold for $120,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Memorabilia boom. That's what we're telling you, Lopez.
Man, you guys are right.
Yep.
I got to look into this Davis Mills some kind. I don't know if it's the Greater Atlanta Christian School Davis Mills.
Hey, I said Atlanta. I didn't say grew up on a golf course, Davis Mills. I just said Atlanta.
Well, no, he did grow up in Norcross, Georgia, which is not, at least I think that's where he grew up. He went to the Greater Atlanta Christian School, but Norcross isn't like some, you know, super fancy suburb or anything.
Wait.
There might be a little bit more some substance in him than whatever the hell that was.
Wait, so he didn't grow up in East Atlanta Zone 6 with Gucci Mane?
No. No, I don't think so. I got to look at his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. We're out of time. You guys have a big rodeo announcement coming up shortly after 10 o'clock as well, opening act of the rodeo. So if you're a rodeo fan, be listening for that. Country music fan especially, be listening for that. Seth, antibodies to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Antibodies and a scrum for memorabilia with your craven ass.
Yeah.
Elbow people in the head.
I likes money.
There's more to life than money, Sean.
No, there's
okay?
not.
Okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.